On Saturday, Belen asked a question about practicing harmony. I think that was what it was about. And she said, what do I do when the blood rushes and I feel ready to explode? And I said, practice Buddha smile and dragon breathe and straight center. Straight center is when you go into the phoenix position with your spine. And dragon breath is allow the air to fill your body without create tense on the inhale, so my arms are moving, but and feel your whole body expand and exhale. So sometimes if you force a breathing like that's like create tension with your neck muscles. But if you just allow the air pressure in your lungs to be lower than outside, so the air comes in, and then the air pressure outside is lower than your lungs, so the air comes back out. And each inhale and exhale, it feels like it slowly fills from the bottom of your lungs until all your body is expanding and open in all the joints and there's more space. So I said, practice your straight center, practice your dragon breathe, practice your Buddha smile. So the statues you will see, they all have a mysterious and deep smile, true contentment, true joy. It represents the four eternal hearts, pure kind, pure care, pure joy, and free. And I say Belen should practice them every chance she gets. We should all practice them every chance we get. Because that way, when the emotion information, when we receive emotion information or receive desire information or mental information, when we receive it, we can purify it by following a discipline. Because if you don't purify it, it will be what controls you. What we receive is what influences what we next create, which is what we then receive again. And that's blind, receive, and create. It's only when you stop the blind by putting blind, create, and blind, receive, that you can start to truly observe. And the way to stop it is to control your action, and then you're speaking, and then you're thinking, and your intention. So on one hand, the lesson is control your action karma with straight center, dragon breathe, and Buddha smile, and practice it until you can do it no matter what. When you feel inside your emotion is stronger than your logic, that's the time to practice, you know, to make it something you can do. You want to practice so it can come so naturally, like breathing. Dragon breathing. So that was a very short, sharp, practical answer to Belen's question, but I thought there was a deeper awareness in it, and it ties into what you create, you receive. Very much just reaction karma. Someone do something, we feel something, we react. Someone do something, we think something, we react. We see something, we want something, we react. It's always this kind of reaction. What the external environment, what illusion being we receive, we think and act, or react, and awareness. And then what our react is creates the next illusion being we receive. And it's not just in the external, it's actually in how our body is. If you can make the shape with your body and the face with your body of someone angry, with your shoulders high and tight, an unhappy look on your face, and it doesn't feel like you're getting joy. It doesn't matter what's going on around you. And you can make, or you can make the straight center, dragon breathe, and Buddha smile, and you can receive that information to your consciousness. And it's our choice which one we do. And often we don't choose to follow discipline. We just react, blindly react. In the case I think Belen is talking about, something outside happened, and then she feel the emotion, energy, anger, ready to explode, proud, insulted, want to fight back feeling. And her body matched that feeling, the blood pump, and she try to control her face. And the heart rate goes up and the blood goes to her head. So it's not just what happened, it's what her body creates with information. And her body is not her consciousness, but her consciousness receives from her body and controls and influences her body. So if in that moment she creates with her own body a straight center and a dragon breathe and a Buddha smile, she will surely not receive the same anger she would receive if she create high blood pressure anger response. You know what I mean? What you create, you receive. And when you blindly create, you receive blindness and you can't truly observe anything. When you create with discipline, you can truly observe and you can observe with wisdom. And I experience this most when I'm doing the Chen Kun, because when you're doing Chen Kun over and over again, you're following the movement discipline of Chen Kun itself and trying to follow the move with gravity of Tai Chi, and you try to create light and indisciplined feeling. And then after 3 or 4, you just start doing it without thinking, and you've started to create the information with your four element body of in harmony with nature and harmony with gravity. The main information your consciousness receives is from a body in discipline with awakened information rather than blind information. Does that make sense? That moody feeling, there's unlimited potential. One heart, two gate moments, greed, hate, stupidity, watery, fear of death, and other influence. So every moment that potential exists. It's just which moment you choose to follow discipline, which moment you choose to just be blind. I won't say follow blindness, because you're either blind or you're awakened. It's not like if you're awakened, you're surely not choosing to follow blindness. You know what I mean? Yeah, Qigong is one way to do it. And Chen Kun is one way to do it. And Bao is one way to do it. And read philosophy is one way to do it. And dragon breathe and straight center and put a smile whole ways to do it. I think if there had been a bigger class of people who had not learnt it, I might have stuck with the 3: straight center, dragon breathe, Buddha smile. But because it's me and you, and maybe whoever is listening, I'm like, there's all these other methods we learn. That's pretty much all the philosophy and all the discipline we learn are for that function, to create awakened discipline rather than to create blind reaction, I would say. That would be the way I phrased it. Because the second you create blind reaction, you receive blind reaction information, and then you make your judgment from that blind reaction information to make your next blind creation information.
So when you say awaken disciplines, could you elaborate that?
Yeah. So Chen Kun is not something you would do on your own, right? If you never met the group, would you actually sit down and be like, oh, these movements are fantastic, you know? Would you see yourself find the Chen Kun movements, make them up yourself? Yeah, me either. But they're there, and then you do them, and you start to feel some peace and tranquility, and you feel your arms move in harmony with gravity, and then you feel the power in your center so it doesn't shake, and all the range your arms have. So that's an awakened creation. That's from a more awakened consciousness showed us, and we copied and experienced it. And Qigong is the same, and Tai Chi is the same. And when you bow, the full procedure of learn the Om sound and know what it means and call the proper name and follow through, it's not a movement you really make in many other places in life, you know what I mean? And it's not noises you ordinarily make in other times in life. Like, we know some people say Om to meditate before we learn what we learn, but we didn't know exactly what Om means and why it's significant and why we call Buddhas by particular names until we were more awakened. And we didn't know what we was correct to observe and to ask when we're speaking to Buddha level consciousness until we're awakened. So, and we didn't know which philosophy is eternal true in all time and space and every consciousness until we learn awakened disciplines. So all those are the examples of awakened. But then all the other things we do in life, like, not really awakened, you know what I mean? It's more like we receive a bit of information and we have a feeling or a desire or an emotion around it, then because of that, we act some more. And then what we act, we receive almost straight away. If we act angry or shoulder tight or not straight centered, then we receive that information, and that information creates the way we act next. Like you hurt your ankle, and then you start, because you feel the pain, you start to limp because you feel the pain. And then after limping for a while, your hip hurts because you've been holding your hip up, and now you have a sore back, and you start to act differently because you're sore back. You know what I mean? So the progression is just a cycle. Even when the ankle is healed, the hip is still a problem because it follows one blindness into the next blindness. That's the blind create, blind react, blind create, blind react. And we can just follow that over and over again. We do most life. It's only the few moments we take to follow awaken discipline that we then create something different. Like this dojo, we create it. All the statues from Sifu, the tatami from Red Bull, try to keep it clean and not have any personal, like that's creation. And when we all clean the walls on the weekend, that's like, where, what other place do you see everyone who's not, doesn't even live there, come and help out to clean? That's creation. And listen and bow and practice healing for other life and practice true kind and true care. That's all awaken.
Yeah, just like you said, that you never really feel that kind of atmosphere anywhere else. Like not with any of the friends that I grew up with the family, or I feel that sometimes with my brother, like he's...
Well, family is an easy, as close to it, because you're kind of stuck together when you have blood, you know? Like it takes a lot for them to go, even though it's my blood, I will not care. But because of that, because there's a bigger picture at play, you both kind of have an agreement, I think. Well, we're brothers. We better not take it too far. It might mean losing today, so we have our bigger piece at play. And I think our group has that. And Buddhism encourages that. And furthermore, the rules in Buddhism are quite clear on that. You know, rules? The philosophy, I should say. You know what I mean? If it's that big a drama, you're already both wrong. You know what I mean? Like, wow, both out of harmony. Congratulations.
I like the story you said about that you had a quarrel with, was it you or was it Tim? With Simon, I believe.
Yeah, and we bowed to hell with this out.
Yeah, that was cool. Like, yeah. Okay, we can't sort this out, and let's just...
Bow together.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you both know the same philosophy is what governs you, and you work backwards from there. Yes. And that's... I mean, in that moment, part of bowing was even creating an awakened discipline to calculate from, rather than following a blind feeling for both of us. Because we're already both rah. I guess that is the lesson I'm trying to share today. That we should practice following awakened disciplines, because from an awakened discipline you can go back to essence and observe clearly. But from a blind reaction karma, you can't observe clearly. You ever feel like you haven't slept and you're hungry and you're in a bad mood? It's not the right time to make a decision. Except every moment has a combination of something like that. Maybe it's that you're full and you're really well slept and you think you can handle the world, so you say, yes, I'll take on more than I can handle. Or sometimes it's like, at this moment, I'm so tired and I'm so hungry that I cannot take one more little bit of anything. Both are from blind reaction style. It's only after observing philosophy and see what match that you can say, oh, that is the awakened discipline, and the choice either go matches that and further in that direction, or doesn't match that and away from that direction. But you can't do that from lost in blind reaction, not well. The conclusion or the end summary is that to make wise choices that match the philosophy, we have to create awakened action karma, so we receive awakened information, opposed to from creating blind reaction karma and receiving blind reaction information. So some ways to do that are practice your straight center, practice your dragon breathe, practice your Buddha smile, and practice it even when you don't need it that much, just so it's there. So when the high stress time comes, you have practiced it enough for it to be there. And for higher level practice, Qigong and Chen Kun and bowing and reading philosophy and other perfect disciplines that you have learned to be awakened. Well, that will allow you to create an awakened karma so you can observe more clearly rather than just following blind feeling, emotion, and desire.